Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, babies. Well, my mood ring has gone blue, and that can only mean one thing. Clean your mouth out. It's time for another episode of podcast. Of Podcast Cuddle Club. Yes, I'm your host, Lulu Sanders, of the Cuddle Club podcast, your favourite podcast, I heard. That's what I heard, anyway. Your mum's favourite podcast, that's what I heard. Thanks for joining me and Naomi. She's produced, well, Ben was in the room. They switch and change. You don't need to know the ins and outs of it. But thanks for joining me, and don't get your knickers in a twist. We'll start now. Oh, I'll tell you who's on. Rick Edwards. He's as beautiful as he is kind and funny. That's a bit much. Well, I've said it now. Come on. One day I saw him in the TV building, and he's a great big chunk of a man, isn't he, Naomi? Don't giggle like that. He's a great big strapping chunk. I mean, you didn't see him, to be fair, he was online. And I thought, woo-wee, I thought to myself. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, we'll talk about that. You know, it's Rick Edwards. He's a presenter. I'd say broadcaster. I would. I really would. You know, he does radio every damn day. He really means it. Politics, science, yeah. Lovely chat with a big, strong boy, if I can say that these days. Come on, I think you can. He's got a podcast himself. You wouldn't believe it, would you? He does it with a doctor. Dr. Michael Brooks. It's a science podcast, but they make it listenable, you know, because it's not all bunts and burners and... No, it looks really good, actually. I'm going to give it a listen. It's questions like, should we fear an alien invasion, of course? Could we live without blood? Will we ever talk to animals? I'd love to know that, actually. Yes, very interesting. But anyway, listen to this one first and then download theirs. You look absolutely delighted to be here, Rick.
Yeah. Oh, well, of course I am. Yeah. How would I not be?
Don't be.
I'm not mad.
You've got... Thank you. You've got new glasses. Is this because you're a serious broadcaster now?
I'm actually slightly disappointed that you haven't noticed that I've been wearing glasses for some time.
Really?
Yeah, maybe I only ever see you out, and maybe I don't wear them when I'm out.
Yeah.
But during the day, I mean, I'm always in glasses.
Mm. Is it a new vibe, though? Different ones?
I think that they're slightly more, what's the reference? Sort of 70s creep, aren't they? I guess. But actually, I think it's an okay look. You're not into it, no?
Yeah, I know, I do. I think you always look lovely. You'll always be T4 Rick Edwards in my head.
Thank you, I think. I mean, I've been trying to shake that off for about 12 years now.
Yeah, you're doing a science show now, aren't you?
Yeah, that's part of the shake-off.
Yeah, you don't even like science.
No, I'm just desperate to get rid of this T4 stuff, and nothing's worked. So, yeah, I'm going with science.
I don't actually remember you in T4, because I was probably too young.
I think it might have been that you were too old. I think. Yeah.
I think I was too
old. It was
old.
Like for young people, like teenagers and stuff. Yeah.
So, I think I was. I must have just missed it, actually. Yeah. No, I think of you as a journalist, broadcaster first. I wouldn't say journalist, actually. I'd say broadcaster. I'd say politics. I'd say science. All the boring stuff.
It is, really. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that you can cross off there, rightly, is journalist, because the more that I do, the journalistic side of the current job that I'm doing, the more I realise I'm definitely not a journalist.
Oh, really?
Because I work with lots of journalists, and they're all very clever, and they know sort of journalistic tricks, and speak in a sort of slightly different language. And I don't know what's going on most of the time.
I would like to have some. I'd love to have some knowledge up here, and I'd love to retain bits of information. I bet you're very good in a quiz.
I'm all right in a quiz, but I also forget most of the things in my life. So I've got quite a good memory for sort of bits and pieces about things, but anything to do with my life, it's almost a blank canvas. You could tell me that I'd done anything, and I if it sounded plausible, I would believe you.
I have the same thing, but that's because I used to drink quite a lot.
Yeah. As the memory started coming back at all, or no, just gone?
I think it did come back, but there was so much gone that I kept telling everyone my memory's coming back, but it is. I mean, it's shockingly bad. Sometimes I don't know if something is a film, a memory, or a dream.
Mm.
But it makes life more interesting, doesn't it? Not really.
Yeah, no, it does a little bit, because you're always guessing. You've got no idea.
Yeah, yeah,
it might
yeah.
be that you've got an incredibly dramatic life.
Yeah.
It might be that you're just remembering Terminator 2.
Usually it is Terminator 2, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have... I mean, and this is not a criticism in any way at all. Your hair is a bit like Linda Hamilton's in Terminator 2.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going... I don't know what it's up to. But I can't do anything about that. We're broadcasting.
It's up to Terminator 2 is what it's up to. And I like it.
But I always think of you as someone really bright. I mean, I've got an IQ of 80, so that's not hard, but, you know.
80 is low.
Yeah,
80 is really low.
Yeah.
That, like, worryingly low.
You're talking sort of a medium-sized pig.
Yeah, but even that, you'd say it's quite a thick pig. It's not a pig you'd invite over for drinks.
Yeah, thank you. I'm busy.
No problem at all.
No, but also when I did the IQ test, it was timed. I did it myself. So and I answered the door and made a sandwich, and it was timed. So I don't think we can take it too seriously.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say I don't think you've got an IQ of 80.
Thank you. That's really nice.
I really don't.
It's really nice to be not seen.
I don't think you could function.
Really?
Genuinely, I don't think you could function with an IQ of 80.
Hey, podcasts are popular, aren't they? You're doing one, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I mean, the thing is, you question your place within the media industry if you don't have a podcast these days.
Yeah.
And I actually had a podcast, I don't want to brag here, but I'm going to, back in 2015, where... you would sort of have to explain to people what a podcast was. Mm. And I include myself in that because I didn't really understand what I was doing either. It felt like I was doing a radio show, but just not on a station and no one was listening. And that is essentially what was happening. but this is a new one.
Hang on, what was the one in 2015?
It was also a science podcast.
Oh, I've been, you honestly, love it.
I've been plugging away with science podcasts for so long.
You bloody love it.
I do love science, I do.
Wowee. Okay, so this one is also science.
Yes.
But 10 years later. Every 10 years, you'll do a science podcast, and that's you.
It's just a refresh. You give it a little refresh. Mm. And it's interesting that you think 10 years has elapsed since 2015. maybe you have got an IQ of 80.
That's back. Well, there we go. This piggy wants a drink. So with this science podcast, are you just regurgitating... Yes. What you did in 2015.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On the basis that not that many people heard it back then.
Yeah.
So it's all recyclable material.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I mean, science obviously does move on, but it doesn't move on that quickly. So it's all pretty much up to date. It's a repackaging exercise.
Not 8 years quickly. Oh, is that...
Nearly.
Seven?
You sort of... This is like an iterative process. You're getting closer and closer to the answer.
At the end of the podcast, I'll reveal that I knew all along. 7... Yes.
Here we go.
What's this one then? You and this guy who also wears glasses, is it?
Yeah, well, of course he wears glasses. We're clever science guys. And you've got to assert that quickly, even on an audio format.
You can fucking see. You've got 20/20 vision. Oh, I've seen through you.
No, I haven't actually.
Have you not?
No, I wish. I've got the... I actually can't remember what it's called. It's the one where your eyeball is a bit squashed. So
yeah, squishy eyes.
You're quite bad. Yeah, squished eyes.
Yeah.
So when you've got squished eyes, you can see close up.
Yeah.
And then you can see far away. But the transition is you're an absolute mess.
Oh dear! But at least you've got this science podcast, Eureka. I keep bringing it back.
I'm very good.
Yeah, this is very good actually.
You've done this before, haven't you?
No, this is my first one.
It's going incredibly well. Eureka is. a science podcast where me and the other guy in glasses, Dr. Michael Brooks, who's genuinely a very clever man, he's a quantum physicist, and we just try and answer interesting scientific questions that we want answered. And that's really it. But I suppose that the difference, hopefully, between our science podcasts and lots of other science podcasts is ours is a bit less boring. I think a lot of science podcasts are quite boring.
Right.
And a bit sort of straight and sciencey. And we're more, can we please have a laugh with science?
Yeah, a couple of knob gags.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah. Minimum two knob gags. Minimum.
Minimum.
Who's got their phone on? That's me. Sorry about that.
You're welcome to get it. Do you know what? Actually, I've just realised that someone showed me the other day how to.
Sorry, I will have to get it.
Take it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's the decorator.
Oh yeah, what are you decorating?
The flat, really. Hey, you're right.
All good. So there's two different types of salmon.
Yes.
There's a big one and then there's the small one.
Salmon paint.
Yeah. So. Because I know that you put one on the wood, didn't you? I just wanted to know which one you put on wood and which one you put on the walls. I know they're both walls,
small on the walls, as we say.
Small on the walls. Mm. Perfect. That's all I needed to know.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Rick's gone quiet.
How's that?
That's beautiful.
Oh, thank God. What happened with the decorator?
Well, he just wanted to know what salmon pot to use. Did you hear any of that? No.
No, didn't hear any of it. It was.
It was amusing. It was quite amusing.
I could see you had a smile, a little wry smile on your face throughout.
A playful smile, you know. I was sort of egging him on for your amusement, but you couldn't hear any of it, you know.
Yeah, it was tantalising stuff.
Yeah, it really was.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
You're getting up at 6 these days. 5.
I wish I was getting up at 6. I'm getting up at 3:45, Lou.
It's too early.
It's not even really morning. It's late at night. Do you know what's even worse than that? Well, there's lots of things that are even worse. But one particular thing that's even worse is that I have to live in Manchester during the week. I'm renting a flat, and I don't know Manchester, and I've ended up renting a flat that is just occupied by TikTokers and Instagrammers and some footballers. So when I leave the building at 4 a.m., there's just lots of sort of quite cool influencer types just sort of coming in from nights out and looking at me like, who's the weird old man?
Flipping out.
Legitimately. It's a terrible setup.
Yeah. Is your wife there in the week as well?
No. It's just me.
That's bleak.
She's taken one look at the flat and the occupants and thought, no thanks. I understand it.
That is bleak. Is the money good? Rude question.
The money is not as good as you want it to be for the circumstances.
And may I ask, how long is your contract?
It's 2 years. I've never signed a contract for 2 years for anything in my life.
Can you get cancelled and then get out of it that way?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I mean, the glasses will help, won't they? I just sort of slowly. I don't want to do like one big thing that gets cancelled. Just a slow creep towards cancellation.
Lovely. Sort of, a bit like my life, really. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? I really wish I was reading up about you before this, and I thought, how is someone got very good looks and then very good intelligence? That's not fair.
So is that?
That's a
are
question
you talking
to
about
you.
Me?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah.
So the question is, just to be clear, the question is, how are you good looking and clever?
Yeah. Yeah, because if I...
Are you sure you want to ask? That's a question you want to ask?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Because if I was really, really good looking, I think I'd sort of take my foot off the gas a bit with the personality and brains.
Well, tiny if, Lou. I don't think there's a satisfactory answer.
No, okay.
Hang on.
You do want to get cancelled slowly, bit by bit. So, you know.
I don't know if that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll move
just
on.
To be very boastful.
I will stop talking about your podcast, but it answers things like, are face transplants the future of cosmetic surgery?
Yeah.
What makes a psychopath? I love psychopath. I don't love psychopaths, but I love reading about them.
You can take a little psychopath test, which I recommend. I scored, you know, sort of middling, really, like a lot higher than, so the average person would score about sort of 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And the scale is up to about 35.
Yeah.
And I think I scored 15, which is, you know, it's there or thereabouts. It's
wow. Oh, yeah. Go on, tell us this one. Okay, quick fire round. Would you rather be called Rick Edwards or Edwards Rick?
I'll stick with what I've got.
Yeah. Okay, next question. You've got a really fit wife, but could you fall for someone with no face at all?
Yes, if they had a lovely personality.
That's a good answer.
Although, something that a real gripe of Emma's is that she had a lazy eye when she was young.
Yeah.
Lazy, or it was just like it faced sort of inwards, but quite like it was strikingly, I want to say boss eye, but I don't know if that's acceptable. Just slow creep towards cancellation.
Yeah.
Is boss eye all right?
I think boss eye is fine. It's saying you're the boss, yeah.
Right, yeah, it's a really boss eye. Like it's taking charge so much so the other one doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
She had that, and she said if she had to have surgery to correct it.
Yeah.
And she said if she'd still had the boss eye, would I have fallen in love with her? And I said, well, obviously not. Which I think is probably the true answer, but it went down incredibly badly.
Third question on the quickfire round.
It's not going that quickly, is it?
No. What can you bench?
Oh, I know this, actually. It's around 100 kilos, but I can only do one rep because it's so heavy. It's
just
really heavy.
Yeah.
Hold on. How much do you bench?
We don't know.
Yet.
But I will just pop these into focus.
That's, do you know what? That looks quite powerful. Yeah.
I've just shot myself.
Yeah.
That's too much, actually. I want to get these guns down, if anything. I want to bench press less, if anything.
You're too strong.
Yeah, too strong. I'm too strong.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I used to be able to bench 150. I'm just gradually working my way down. Yeah.
God. Well, yeah, we have a lot of time in the gym when you get cancelled, won't you?
Yeah. Got to be fantastic, won't it? No commitments whatsoever. And no money.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Okay, touch quiz. Who or what am I thinking about touching now? You've got five questions. It's impossible.
Well, actually, no. Do you know what? I, I'm going to say this. I like your podcast, Lou. I think your podcast is funny. So I've heard it. And recently, Jack Rook got very, very close with a cheese.
He did. And that was not edited. That was true.
So I think it is, but you've just got to, it's the first one, you've just got to get a bit.
You've got to go with your instinct. So,
okay. Is it made out of wood?
No. I might give you a little clue here.
Okay.
It's a person.
Okay, but not a wooden person. That's what we know so far.
I'm just going to Google them because...
to check that they exist or that they're not made out of wood. That'd be a turn up. No, Ryan Gosling, it turns out, is made out of wood.
No, she's not... Oh, another clue.
Oh, hello.
She's not made... Oh, she's okay. Not made out of wood.
Great.
And I don't come across this person very much, but they're very famous for a certain thing, wouldn't you say, Ben? You've probably mentioned her a bit on one of your other podcasts, maybe. She's affiliated with the cooking world. Ben does off menu.
Is it Nigella Lawson?
No.
Is it Delia Smith?
No.
Is it Mary Berry?
Ooh, it's not, but you're in the right territory. You've got one more guess.
It's Prue Lee.
It's Prue Leaf. Absolutely
just,
gorgeous.
Sorry, just for my peace of mind, double check she's not made out of wood.
Oh, yeah.
I think she might be.
Well, it hasn't got anything in the wiki page, put it that way.
It'd be top on the wiki page.
I think so, yeah. Are you on Wiki Feet, or is that just... women that are on WikiFeet?
Hang on. Am I on it or have I been asked to? But no, there's a man who messages me quite regularly on Instagram.
Yeah.
To say, yeah, please get your tootsies on there. And so far, I actually haven't responded.
Okay. Here's a question. How much, basically, if someone wanted to buy... This isn't on the question sheet.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's a good question.
Yeah.
So, what are they buying, socks or pants?
Well, how much for socks and how much for pants, basically? You have to wear them for 12 hours. That's not hard.
No, to be honest, I'd probably do it anyway. 25 quid for socks, 50 quid for pants, is it?
I think you're underselling yourself. Oh, your DMs are going to be absolutely chock-a-blocker when we leave this. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Is the phrase definitely chock-a-blocker? Because if it isn't, it should be.
Chock-a-blocker.
Absolutely chock-a-blocker.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Right, well, I've got to ask, how do you feel about touching? Hugging?
Yeah, it's not called Touch Club, is it?
I tried to call it Cuddle Club and fucking, but it was vetoed.
To be honest, it's implicit. Mm. I do think I think that's, and also like the fans, that's what they call it anyway.
I
like it. I'm into it.
Are you romantic with your lady, your lady wife?
Yeah, I try to be.
Even though you're a psychopath.
No, I'm not. Hang on. I'm not a psychopath. I'm just getting there.
Yeah.
I'm on the road too, but I'm not there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like, that's probably the bit that isn't a psychopath. Like I like human contact. Like a hug, quite like a friend hug as well.
I imagine you're very good at it. Very tall.
Well, there's a lot of me, so yeah. I think I'm quite good to envelop.
Confident.
People.
I think you're going in confident and strong. A lot of people mess about, but you're quite alpha.
Yeah, and also I think that from having done game shows, it's almost part of the job that every now and again, either to celebrate or commiserate, you're going to have to go in and give an old lady a hug.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be weak with that. You've got to go in and basically smother her.
So, yeah. basically, send her out on a stretcher.
Yeah. what a memory.
Have you had a nice day? She goes off to hospital. No, I've won nothing and I've got a crushed lung.
But I'll never forget it.
Oh, well, now she's asking. Have you ever had any weird... Oh, you've been so long in the business. You must have had best, worst or weirdest cuddle.
Yeah, I mean, it's generally just the length of the cuddle that sometimes is the problem. And also, so in public, occasionally, this doesn't happen so much anymore, which is a sort of, you know, it's probably a decent indicator of how my career's going. But it used to be that people would ask to, you know, they would sort of meet you and want a hug. And that I'd always feel a bit...
No, that's not your career. Not your career. That's COVID. And some goddamn respect.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's a good way of thinking about it, actually, Lou. Yeah, thank you.
I think a 20-year-old people ask a card, can I have a hug? And then, since COVID, people are a bit more wary now.
The most awkward hug I've had in my professional life is actually streets ahead of any other hug, on the basis that this was T4, which was you're a bit too old for it, but
yeah,
it was a show I did.
Bit young, yeah.
And, and you'd interview famous people. And at one point we went through a phase where the other presenters would sort of set you challenges to do in the course of an interview with a famous person. But no one else ever did it. It was only ever me that was getting made to do the stuff. So it was an absolute stitch up, to be honest. and one of them was me interviewing Samuel L. Jackson. And I had to, in the course of the questions, just sort of incorporate rap lyrics.
No.
And it was horrible. Obviously horrible. And at the end, I did the 50 Cent line, come give me a hug if you're into getting rubbed. And then,
and then
hugged him. And there's a good shot of Samuel L. Jackson sort of over my shoulder as I'm hugging him, just sort of going, just like shaking his head in absolute, I don't know, like horror, disbelief. I don't know what he thinks is going on.
Oh, no.
I'd actually block that out, Lou. Thanks for thanks for reminding me.
Jesus, that's in his worst one as well.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe weirdest, he might have enjoyed it once he was in.
I didn't get the sense that he did. Mm. I don't remember him wriggling, but he probably was wriggling. Trying to escape. You know, he tried to get out of it.
Yeah. I used to give people a wiggle cuddle. So I used to say, do you want to come to me for a little wiggle cuddle? And then I'd cuddle them and I'd wiggle at the same time. Didn't last long.
I feel like, yeah, people might... It's possible people would pay for that. If people are paying £100 for a pair of pants, they'll pay for a wiggle hug.
Yeah, some people.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Okay, last question. What do you think life's all about? It's a big one.
Yeah, that's a good one to end on. Mm. I think it is probably about having a nice laugh with people. I think it's just having a nice laugh.
Having a bit of a bloody laugh. Yeah.
Having a bit of a laugh. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing that gives me the most. Like when I'm...
It's got to be, hasn't it?
I think it has. Like it genuinely brings me great joy having a laugh.
Well, it's funny that I've never seen you at any of my shows then.
Well, you have actually. So that's untrue.
Oh, just the one.
Edinburgh. 2018. 2018.
Shane Pig.
You're very funny.
Thank you.
I had a good time.
Mm. Well, yeah, I guess it is about having a laugh and making as much money as possible.
Yeah, those two things. One really feeds the other.
Yeah. If you can do it at the same time, so be it. But yeah. Do you want your cuddle type?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah, well, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, let that show in your fucking face and then I'll read it out. Okay. Mm. The George Foreman Grill. Powerful and strong, healthy and long. The George Foreman Grill. It does end there, actually.
Yeah, healthy and long is... I'll take it, I think I'm delighted with it.
If you break it down, powerful and strong. I didn't know you could bench 100.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The George Foreman Grill is very popular.
Yeah, so that's where it slightly breaks down.
That's where we've got to ask some questions. Yeah.
It's amazing to think that, and this must be true, that George Foreman is probably more famous throughout the world for his grill than his boxing. He can't have seen that coming.
No, but I bet he's laughing, because you can't box forever, but you can grill forever.
Yeah, he almost did box forever, though. He was boxing when he was, I don't want to get this wrong, I think he was like 60. I mean, the guy was absolutely mad.
Fucking hell. He's also got about 8 children, all called George.
What else are you going to call them? If you're George Foreman, you want a load of more George Foremans, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose all eight George.
You want to see a Georgina Foreman, maybe?
I think I do, yeah. I think I do.
I'm just, bear with me. I'm just seeing how old George Foreman was when he had his last fight. Oh, no, okay, all right, I'm fine. I've exaggerated wildly, but he was 48 when he retired. That's really old for a boxer.
For a boxer, but for a person, it's not. And it's important to remember that.
Oldest to ever win the World Heavyweight Boxing Championship. I'm just saying. Oh, hang on. Do you know what? He was training for another comeback fight at the age of 55 that didn't happen. That's what I was thinking of.
You love facts. That's the thing about you.
I do. Oh, in fairness, yeah, they are all called George, but they're all numbered as well, like kings.
Yeah.
So George the Third, George the Fourth, George the Fifth, and George the Sixth. That's great.
It's not bad, actually.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, I suppose.
I like that. One of his daughters is called Georgetta.
That's fucking stupid. Because that's not a name.
No.
I actually hate George Foreman.
I don't see where that's come from.
I hate him.
I think that's unfair. He's made a fantastic grill. He's had a remarkable longevity in the ring. And we're saying that my cuddle type is his grill.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm back on board. And the big one, he's never raped anyone as far as we know.
Ben, jot that down. Jot that down, please.
Jot that down. Credit where credit's due, Ben. Come on. Come on. We can't say that about all the sportsmen. Don't I know? Thank you.
Oink, oink.
The pig's back in the room. thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So that was Rick Edwards. I had a lovely chat with him. What a nice guy. I just remind you now, do listen to Eureka, download it now. I'm going to, certainly. And we'll, I guess, shake your own hand out. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.